Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. That song he wrote for his son, and it's titled You'll Find Your Way. Powerful. What's it like for you to sit there and listen to your song like that, Andrew?
Oh, well, I try really hard whenever I happen to hear my music to try to, you know, listen to it objectively as if I didn't know me. And what I mainly hope is, like, I go, man, I hope that this gets to somebody, you know. I hope it gets to somebody's heart. That's what sort of. And I was thinking about the time when I played it for my son the first time, which was a total train wreck because I was crying the whole time. I could barely make it through the song, and I know he didn't know what to do. I was like, why is Dad crying right now? Because he was like 13, and in like a month he was going to turn 13, and that was his birthday present. It's funny. I'm 38 years old. I'm almost 39. I'll be 39 in a few weeks. And I have just hit all these weird
midlife emotions.
Yeah. Yep. Weird, man. Like all this stuff that from my childhood has been kind of rearing its ugly head, and stuff that I thought was put to bed years ago is now suddenly demanding its attention.
Mm-hmm. And, you know what that is? From an older, wiser person, no, I'm kidding, not wiser, but
no,
older perspective, I went through the same thing, and I really believe it's the Lord setting the plow a little deeper, that you have dealt with things, but he sets the plow deeper because he's got a next place of promise for you to go.
I think that's exactly right,
yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Lean in. I know.
But I was talking to a pastor friend of mine about it, and I was telling him about some of the stuff that was going on, and he was like, how old are you again? And I said, 38. He goes, yeah. That sounds about right.
Right.
And so, I'm kind of learning to, like another mentor of mine said, this is what rebirth feels like. Mm. You know, just pain and, like, confusing pain that doesn't always make sense. And so part of it, you know, one of the ingredients in the recipe is the fact that my children aren't these cute little kids anymore. Like, we're out of the early parent part of our family story, and now we're into the teenage years, and now I'm watching them get hurt, and I'm watching them, I'm remembering how hard it is to be 13, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's where that song, it kind of bubbled up out of that kind of stuff, is this ache that I have for the fact that I want to protect him from the pain in the world, but at the same time, I know that pain is the way that God changes us, you know?
Yeah.
Pain is the way that God makes us into who it is that he envisions us being one day, you know. And so we have to, like, as his dad, I have to relinquish control over that situation and just kind of trust that he's God's kid more than he's my kid. And so anyway, he's that's where the song came from.